You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here as we are getting ready for the weekend and we're getting ready for a big Tennessee basketball game on Saturday night. A lot of today's show will be about Tennessee and Kentucky at Rupp Arena. Here in just a moment, I'm going to talk to Grant Ramey of GoVols247.com. He's been joining the show each Friday over the last few weeks to look ahead to the upcoming weekend for Tennessee basketball. So why not start out the show with him talking about what may be Tennessee's biggest game of the season to this point coming up this weekend. So that's coming up in just a moment. A little bit later in the show, in segment number three, Kyle Tucker, who hosts Locked On Kentucky every day for our Locked On Podcast Network and also covers Kentucky for TheAthletic.com. He's going to join the show and tell you a little bit more about Kentucky's basketball team and what this game means to Tennessee's opponent. So try to get you both sides of this. Plus, you'll hear from Admiral Schofield talking about, how big this game is, trying to make sure it's like the other games, but also recognizing there's a little bit of a difference when you go up to Rupp Arena. So in segment number two, hear from Admiral Schofield. Plus, I'm going to sneak in some Tennessee football talk. There's always something going on. And Thursday, ESPN's Football Power Index came out for the 2019 season. And what do you know? Tennessee's football team is ranked pretty high. There's been some attention on Tennessee and what it could be this upcoming year. Long way to go, but I'll get you some information on that coming up in segment number two. It's all right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day, 5 days a week, covering what's going on with Tennessee on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, the third-party apps, anywhere you get your podcasts. We're right here talking about what's going on with the Vols. So I want to welcome to the show now Grant Ramey of GoVols247.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Grant Ramey. Grant, thanks for the time. As always, we've been talking about a lot of Tennessee basketball over the last few weeks, and Tennessee's had a ton of success. This is about as big as it gets, though, doesn't it? Tennessee going up to Rupp Arena, a lot of anticipation for this one heading into Saturday night.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's been a while. I mean, you have to go back basically to Gonzaga on December 9th when they had this really kind of the big game atmosphere, the big game kind of lead up and feel. And College Game Day will be there Saturday morning, and it's the 8 p.m. ESPN game on a Saturday night. I think losing to LSU might have taken a little bit of the air out of it for Kentucky, but it's still a really good basketball team, two really good basketball teams facing off, and it's a rivalry, and it's going to go a long ways in determining how the regular season goes and how these last few weeks go.
Just early thoughts on the matchup. What stands out to you? What interests you about, maybe what's important for Tennessee to get done against Kentucky? And, Kentucky's going to be fired up. Tennessee knows that, especially coming off the loss to LSU. But what stands out when you look at Tennessee going up against the Wildcats?
I think there's a ton of really good matchups, fun matchups to watch. Jordan Bone's one of the best point guards, obviously, in the league, maybe in the country with the way he runs this offense, the kind of the pace he plays with. How he limits turnovers, and then he's going to be matched up against Ashton Hagans, a true freshman who's one of the best defensive point guards in the country. And he leads a Kentucky team that only gives up like 61.5 points a game. Tennessee scores 85.5 or something. They're the best scoring team in the offense going up against the best scoring offense in the league going up against the best scoring defense in the league. P.J. Washington, obviously, against Grant Williams in the post. Those guys battled when they played those three games last season. So I think those two matchups in particular are going to be really fun to watch and are going to go a long way in determining who wins this game, who controls the pace of this game. And for Tennessee, they're a good road team. They've been a good road team all season. Now you're going into one of the toughest atmospheres you'll play in all season, and you're facing a talented team. And it's been a while since you've been in this kind of environment and see how you respond.
I have to imagine, Grant, that Tennessee players are excited to play in this kind of game. It's Admiral's last game at Rupp Arena. And I think back to last year when Tennessee won there, Lamonte Turner hits that big three. And that may have been the first game where I said, wow, this team really is good. They played well up to that point. They had the big win against Purdue earlier in the season. But that was one where you win there. It doesn't happen very often for Tennessee. That said something, and it's obviously carried over to this year.
Yeah, you're right. That was definitely a moment where it was like kind of eye-opening, like, wow, this team can really do something. They were good before that, like you mentioned. It's just different when you win at Rupp. Tennessee hadn't done it since 2006. They hadn't swept the regular season series since 98-99, and obviously they had already won in Knoxville in January when they went to Rupp. And it wasn't just that they won. It was that Lamonte Turner just raises up and fires from deep with 30 seconds left, 26 seconds left for the go-ahead three. And Kentucky comes down and they play it out. Calipari doesn't take a timeout. Kyle Alexander pokes the ball away. Jordan Bowden ends up with a steal. He outlets to Admiral, who has that two-hand dunk in front of everybody. And I think this team kind of revels in those moments. I think as much as they like playing at home, and I think Tennessee's fourth in attendance nationally, and it's a really good home environment, obviously, Thompson Bowling every time they play there. I think they like going on the road and having that feeling of us against the world, that kind of the chip on the shoulder. Nobody in this building likes you. Now go out and prove why you're the number one team in the country, why you're one of the best teams in the country. And I think getting back to that will be interesting. I think it needs to be a good first 10 to 15 minutes for them to kind of settle in on the road and don't give up any big runs. And I think last year it was never more than a four-point game for either team up there at Rupp. So that's how close it was, how intense it was. If they could do that again, play a similar game, would be really fun to watch.
Grant Ramey, GoVols247.com. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a similar game either, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Kentucky, kind of what Tennessee gives up isn't really the way Kentucky likes to beat people. Tennessee's going to play really good defense inside the arc, inside the three-point line, like we saw against South Carolina Wednesday night. And they're going to allow teams to hit threes, like we saw with South Carolina Wednesday night. South Carolina hit 14 of them, and they were never really in the game. I think they shot like 60% from three, and they shot maybe 30% on two-point shots. So, and Kentucky's not a team that sits on the perimeter and tries to beat you from there. They're more of an inside-out-oriented team, kind of like Tennessee is. So it's going to be an interesting matchup to kind of see how it plays out.
Yeah, and it didn't seem after the South Carolina game, maybe part of it's just that they've been asked about it a lot at this point, but that Rick Barnes didn't seem too concerned when the three-point shot was brought up. He gave a lot of credit to South Carolina there. So did Admiral Schofield. But I'm sure it's going to be a big talking point, but that it didn't appear to be a big concern the other night.
No, and that's something that me and a couple other guys that cover the team daily, we've kind of talked about a lot lately, is Rick Barnes, he'll take any excuse he can find to just pick apart his team and try to find a teaching point. But when you ask him about, man, why do these teams keep hitting threes on you? That was the sixth time in 11 SEC games that they've given up at least 10 threes. And that seems troublesome to anybody. You would think that's a recipe of kind of getting upset in March, is somebody hitting a bunch of threes and just sticking around when they shouldn't stick around. But he doesn't seem that concerned, and neither do the players. I mean, it's almost like, you know, your opponent's going to hit shots, and that's that. When you're the number one team in the country, a lot of people are giving you their best shot and trying to beat you. Maybe that is part of it, but they don't seem concerned. And maybe it's calculated. Maybe they want to play their best defense inside the arc and give up what they're going to give up on the outsides and go from there. But whatever they're doing, obviously right now it's working, because they're taking control pretty early in games, and they're kind of holding on to control, even as teams kind of bomb away on them.
Yeah, you're right. And then before you go, you mentioned his name a few minutes ago. He's played so well. He's getting more attention, I think, and that's Jordan Bone. What do you think about the way that he's playing, and how important is he in this game against Kentucky?
He's extremely important. I think he's one of the most important players on the floor every single night. And when you go to Rupp and when you play a team like Kentucky, it's kind of, you know, magnified tenfold. Your point guard is the guy that's going to be the gas pedal for you. He's going to set the pace on both ends of the floor. And he's been incredible this season, I think. He's the single guy that's, I think, improved the most and has helped change this team the most. They were a good basketball team last year. They're an elite basketball team this year because they have an elite point guard to go along with a lot of other really good to elite pieces around him. So I think every night in, night out, he's the biggest player, most important player, at least on this team, even though the attention goes to Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams and all those guys. But if he plays well, Tennessee plays well, they kind of take from him. So his performance will be huge Saturday night at Rupp.
Yeah, I agree with you. Follow his work, govols247.com. He'll be there at Rupp Arena on Saturday night. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Grant Ramey. Grant, I appreciate the time. Safe travels, and we'll talk again soon.
Anytime, Josh.
Coming up here on Locked On Vols, you will hear from Admiral Schofield talking about the level of this game that Tennessee's about to go play in. Is it different than other games in the SEC going up to Rupp Arena? And with Tennessee having a more mature team, a team that is more experienced, they've played in Rupp Arena before, does that make Rick Barnes feel a little better going into the game? They'll talk about that. Plus, that high ranking for Tennessee's football team that came out from ESPN on Thursday. That's coming up next on Locked On Vols, your team every day, 5 days a week, here available on pretty much any podcast platform. If you ever want to send me a question or comment for the show, please do so. I'm on Twitter at @Josh_Ward, as well as Facebook. You can like the page there, facebook.com/Josh Ward. Okay, so we've talked a lot about this game all week long, and really for the last few weeks, I think there's been the, hey, mark your calendar, February 16th, Tennessee at Kentucky. It's going to be a big one. And as we were just discussing there a moment ago, despite Kentucky losing to LSU, this still is a really big game. And actually for Kentucky, it matters even more because the Wildcats really can't afford to lose this game at home to Tennessee. So Kentucky really needs it. Tennessee is looking for a 20th straight win. Anytime you play at Rupp Arena, it's a big deal. And Tennessee's trying to remain the number one team in the country. But is this game any different for the players? Is it any different in preparation or just knowing you're going in against the Wildcats versus some of the other SEC opponents Tennessee has faced? This is what Admiral Schofield said Wednesday night after beating South Carolina, talking about getting ready to go play at Rupp, getting ready to go play what is one of the biggest college basketball programs in the country.
I mean, no disrespect. It's another arena against another group of opposing fans, but it just means a little more because, you know, the rivalry we've built in the last 4 years. You know, we've lost there twice, won there once, we've won here three times. So I think the biggest thing for us is just going in, focusing on what we got to do. We've been in a lot of different hostile environments. So, I mean, you know, it's just another one, but at the same time, it's not another one. You know, I don't want to disrespect their fan base, but at the same time, we just got to go in and compete. We can't focus on the crowd or in anything or the outside noise. We just got to go in and do what we do.
So I think Admiral right there is trying to not make too much of what is just one game. And by the way, it's the first of two Tennessee-Kentucky games. He knows that Tennessee is going to have Kentucky back in Knoxville coming up in a couple of weeks, and that one will matter a lot for Tennessee trying to win the SEC title. But he's also not hiding from the fact that going to Rupp Arena is a big deal. And if Tennessee wins on Saturday, they will celebrate, I'm sure, in the moment. And then they'll also say, all right, we have to get back to work. But Admiral's a fourth-year senior. He's been in this program for a few years. He's played at Rupp. He's played in big games. He's been to the NCAA tournament now. He recognizes what is a big-time game, and he also knows that it's a big deal to fans, and it's going to receive a ton of media coverage. So he's not going to lie and act like it's exactly the same as playing, no offense, but South Carolina or, you know, even Vanderbilt coming up. This is a different kind of game. Admiral knows that. His teammates know that. I don't think it changes the way that they prepare. And when Admiral was talking about Tennessee needs to make sure it stays locked in for 40 minutes, and other players have said that this season, that staying mentally focused all the way through for 40 minutes has been a challenge at times. Well, I think this kind of game, playing on the road, playing against a top five team, will make it easier for Tennessee's players to stay locked in. It would be pretty difficult, I would think, for Tennessee to lose its focus with the crowd bearing down on you and knowing you're going up against a really good team. Doesn't mean that Tennessee is going to be perfect for 40 minutes, but from a mental standpoint, I would expect that Tennessee is going to be ready. And as Grant talked about earlier, Tennessee's played well on the road. I'd say at times Tennessee will try to feed off the crowd that is against it. Now, with Tennessee being a more mature team, you have Kyle Alexander and Admiral Schofield as seniors going in. Grant and both Jordans have played a lot. They've played there at Rupp. So this isn't foreign territory for them. Does that make Rick Barnes feel better? Does he have more confidence that his team will be ready because they've been in this situation before? Here's what Rick said the other night.
I will tell you, I'm concerned about every game. I think I play every game in my head before we play it, thinking about all the different scenarios that could happen with fouls, this, whatever may happen. I mean, you think about all that stuff because you want to, and I have a great staff that does the same thing. But, you know, I like to think if we, everything goes in and we can play the way we're capable of, we should be able to handle a lot. But there's no doubt that Kentucky feels that same way. I mean, they're still, regardless of what you say, they're a top five team. And I think LSU is a top 10-5 team. I mean, you think about it, they've had a great year. They've been able to kind of stand underneath the radar a little bit, but you watched them, they haven't lost an SEC game. So it wasn't like they lost a game last night to somebody that can't play. They lost to a team that arguably is, they're in a position to win this league as much as anybody. And But again, I know John well enough to know that his thoughts are on what he's got to do to get his team better from that game, and we'll do the same thing, and we'll play, and then we still have how many games after that that we're going to have to deal with. So it's the next one on the schedule, and we've got to be prepared to do what we've done and what we've always done with our preparation.
I do expect that Tennessee will be prepared. I would expect that Jordan Bone will be ready to go, as he's played so well, and Grant talked about his importance for Tennessee. Everybody will need to step up, and you know, players coming off the bench. Jordan Bowden is obviously so valuable. The minutes that John Fulkerson provides will be important. Jalen Johnson, if he comes in, if Derek Walker happens to be needed, those players will need to step up for Tennessee as well. It will take a collective effort against Kentucky. Coming up in just a few minutes, Kyle Tucker of Locked On Kentucky and The Athletic will tell you a little bit more about Tennessee's opponent, the Kentucky Wildcats. That's coming up in the next segment of the show. Before that, though, I mentioned Tennessee's football team continues to get more attention, and I'll spend more time on this next week for sure, but ESPN put out the preseason football power index ranking for the 2019 season, and it's very much SEC heavy at the top. 10 of the top 20 schools are from the SEC. So just like Bill Connelly's S&P Plus rankings, which were very high on the SEC, so is ESPN. And ESPN is even higher on Tennessee. The S&P Plus rankings had Tennessee at number 21. ESPN's Football Power Index has Tennessee at number 15 in the country. The top five are Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, and Michigan. Michigan might be a bit of a surprise there, but numbers 2, 3, and 4 are from the SEC. Florida is 8th, Auburn is 9th, Texas A&M is 11th. And then you have Tennessee at number 15. And then right behind the Vols, Mississippi State is 16th. South Carolina is 19th. And Missouri is 20th. So again, the SEC is very well represented. Here's what was written about Tennessee at ESPN.com. Quote, "It's easy to see why the Volunteers have flown up our board. Tennessee is one of just three FBS schools to return 10 starters on offense, including quarterback Jarrett Garantano, who posted a solid QBR of 67.4 last season. Even though Tennessee struggled on offense overall last season, teams that bring back that much talent tend to undergo significant improvement from one year to the next. The Vols also rank highly in recruiting over the past 4 years." So just like the S&P Plus numbers, ESPN's Football Power Index says, hey, Tennessee brings back a lot from last year. And then when you factor in newcomers and second-year players who should make a leap, well, Tennessee as a football team should make a leap. Now, I'll say again, this does not necessarily indicate what a record projection is, because while Tennessee ranks highly, a number of teams on Tennessee's schedule also rank highly. Alabama, Georgia, and Florida are inside the top 10, and then you have Mississippi State, South Carolina, and Missouri inside the top 20. So six of Tennessee's 12 opponents for 2019 are ranked inside the top 20 by ESPN's Football Power Index. Tennessee's up there, according to their data, but the schedule will be difficult, and you have a number of toss-up games, I would say. Mississippi State, Missouri, and South Carolina are all viewed that way. It does help that two of those three are at home, Mississippi State and South Carolina. So there is a long way to go with the offseason. There is a lot of projecting to be done before we actually get to games in the final weekend of August. Long way to go between now and then. But right now, the way that Tennessee is projected, a lot of people, at least based on numbers, expect Tennessee to make a big jump in 2019. Just a few weeks to go before the start of spring practice, we'll see how winter workouts go, and then when they hit the practice field, we'll get at least a better idea of where some of these guys are physically. As they are expected to make a jump, the next few weeks will be very important in Tennessee trying to do that. We'll jump to the final segment of Locked On Vols coming up here in just a moment with Kyle Tucker stopping by. His thoughts on Kentucky's basketball team. How important is this game for Tennessee's opponent? That's coming up right here on Locked On Vols. Remember, if you have time to rate and review the show on iTunes, that is a big help to the podcast. Thanks to everybody who has done that so far. 5-star reviews are always appreciated. Keep spreading the word about the Daily Tennessee Podcast, Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And part of the Locked On Podcast Network is Kyle Tucker. He hosts Locked On Kentucky every day and also writes for TheAthletic.com. Kyle, thanks so much for the time. I know Kentucky's coming off that loss to LSU on Tuesday night, but I have to imagine there's a lot of anticipation for this game. What is the buildup like there in Lexington getting ready for Saturday night's game between Kentucky and Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a little bit of the bite out of it because it would have been basically a battle for first place, which it won't be now. Kentucky slid into third behind LSU on a controversial play at the end. But I don't think there'll be any less vigor in the crowd Saturday night because obviously Tennessee is a rival. And, you know, it's not that often that the number one team comes to Rupp Arena and it's not the home team. So, you know, people will be fired up for that. It's a huge opportunity. You know, so much on the line beyond even the SEC championship. I mean, Kentucky is angling for a one or a two seed in the NCAA tournament. They want to position themselves to get that South region, which I'm sure Tennessee would like to get as well, and be in Louisville on the second weekend of the tournament. So people are going to be fired up. And, you know, I think if Kentucky's going to get Tennessee this year, it's going to have to be here in Lexington because that's hard for me to imagine as well as that Tennessee team has played and as much historically and long-term historically and short-term under Calipari. Kentucky has struggled in Knoxville. It's hard for me to imagine getting a win there. So this is a big one.
Yeah, Kyle, this is obviously a really important game for Kentucky. I would expect that Kentucky is going to play its best or attempt to against Tennessee, try to give its best effort there. Is that what you expect? What do you think you'll see from Kentucky against Tennessee this weekend?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of weird, but in a way this may give them, you know, you sacrifice one to have a better chance than the other, maybe. Because they were, you know, they'd won 10 in a row before the LSU loss at the buzzer on a tip-in that may or may not should have counted because of basket interference that was not reviewable. And so they're mad. I asked P.J. Washington, is this going to be a, you know, I said, do you hope this will be a pissed-off team Saturday? And he said, I know it will be. You know, and his and Reed Travis's, their view of that last shot wasn't even about the last shot. They're, both of them said, my view is it shouldn't have come to that. You know, we messed up in a lot of ways previous to that last play, and they're frustrated and mad at themselves for letting that happen. They were up 9 with 16 minutes to go and then managed to lose that game. And so, you know, they're going to be focused for a number of reasons, one of them being that I think they kind of got a wake-up call. Even in that 10-game winning streak, they'd blown some other leads. You know, they'd blown a big lead at Auburn and almost lost. They'd blown a big lead just a couple days earlier at Mississippi State and had to fend off a furious comeback at the end as well. And so they've had some lapses, and they'd won all those games. I think you learn more when you finally lose one. It's maybe shakes you awake. And there's some guys on this team that need that right now. I think one in particular is Ashton Hagans, who was the catalyst for them really having a resurgence and becoming a title contender again. But he's on a little bit of a slump lately and played a really poor game against LSU. I think he'll be one guy that will probably see a lot more focused. I can't guarantee it. He's a freshman, but I'm guessing that was a wake-up call game for him as well.
Talking to Kyle Tucker, he hosts Locked On Kentucky every day on the Locked On Podcast Network, also writes for TheAthletic.com. When Kentucky is playing its best, what stands out in what Kentucky does really well?
Defense and rebounding. You know, I mean, it helps when they make shots, but they've won plenty of games when they don't. You know, they in games they've lost, they've had lapses defensively, and in their more dominant performances, they've been a lockdown defense, and they shot all the way up to, I think, 7th or 8th in the KenPom defensive efficiency rankings going into the last game. Rebounding, they've been, I think, the number one or number two, you know, offensive rebound percentage team in the country most of the year. And that was the thing they kind of got killed on in the comeback against LSU. They gave up 6 offensive rebounds and putbacks in the final 16 minutes. That's a dozen points you're just giving away on second chances. And so when they're at their best, they're the ones dominating the glass, the ones that are playing suffocating defense. I mean, they had held, I think, 3 or 4 straight opponents under 40% shooting. They'd held, I think, in that winning streak, 3 or 4 teams to their season low, including Kansas and points. So at their best, they kind of hang their hat on the glass and on swarming teams defensively.
Hey, what do you think this matchup has been like for John Calipari with Rick Barnes being there as the head coach, especially the last couple of seasons last year and getting ready for this year's game?
Well, it's a challenge. I mean, it's going to be, you know, they're going to be, I think, they've shown right there as, you know, challenging Kentucky's supremacy. I think that's great for the league. The conference has really risen in the 10 years Calipari's been here, where they kind of had the run of the place. It was them or Florida every year. Now you've seen Auburn and Tennessee and LSU and some other teams kind of rise up and rear their head. And I think that's really good for the league. I think Tennessee being good is great for the league. You know, that is one of the best arenas, best home crowds when people are excited about them that there is. I mean, it's right there with Kentucky. I think Arkansas, when Arkansas is really good, is there as well. Florida, those are the programs they need to be good because, you know, they can fill arenas and get people excited and give it that SEC, you know, what SEC football has. They can kind of give it a jolt of that in basketball. Tennessee is one of those programs. So, and then just in terms of the matchup, I mean, it's interesting to me because Cal has so many coaches that feel like that don't like him, and maybe he doesn't like back, but Rick Barnes is genuinely, I think, one of his good friends, and they have a genuine respect that goes way back, and that's cool to see. I think Cal just respects him and respects the job he's going to do and will respect him in preparation. And last year, they took it to Kentucky twice, and then Kentucky got revenge in the SEC championship game. But I think we're going to see at least two more knockdown dragouts this season and probably three. I mean, I think there's a great chance that we see Kentucky-Tennessee rematch in the SEC title game yet again this year.
And as you discussed the growth of the SEC in basketball, isn't this kind of game good for the league? Two top five teams going up against each other. There's going to be a ton of attention on ESPN. A lot of eyeballs watching this game this weekend.
Yeah, and I think maybe it's even good for the league that LSU came into Rupp Arena and won, because that legitimizes them as well and gives another team in the league that's playing really well and deserving of attention. And, you know, when LSU and Tennessee collide, that'll be an event now. And I think all of that is great for the league. But, yeah, two top five teams, that hasn't happened a lot. It certainly has not happened. I mean, I haven't even looked, but I'd have to probably go way back for it to not involve Kentucky and Florida. It can be Kentucky and somebody else in this league. And that it's great. I'm excited to see it. I can't wait for that game. I can't wait for the rematch in Knoxville. And I'll be like Rocky. I'll be looking for volume three, probably in Nashville in a month or so.
Yeah, it should be a full series by the time we're done with this one with Kentucky and Tennessee this season. Kyle Tucker is with Locked On Kentucky, and he writes for TheAthletic.com. Read his work there. Kyle, really good stuff. Thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. No problem.
It certainly should be a good one on Saturday night on ESPN. 8 o'clock will be the tip-off for Tennessee and Kentucky. This is the first time ever that both of these teams will go up against each other, both being ranked in the top five. And as Kyle mentioned, Tennessee's number one in this case. Kentucky is the team that's trying to knock off the number one ranked team in the country. This is only the third time ever that Tennessee will play in a game where both teams are ranked in the top five. The other two games were in 2008 when it was number two Tennessee versus number one Memphis. You know the result there. Tennessee won. And then earlier this season, Tennessee was ranked fifth when it played Kansas, which was the number two team at the time, and Tennessee went down in that one in overtime. Tennessee's going to try to break that tie and improve to 2-1 in games featuring two top five teams. This is a big one on Saturday night, and whatever happens, I'll of course be back talking about it on Monday. Enjoy the game. This has been a fun ride for Tennessee, and win or lose, there is still a lot of basketball to be played after this weekend, but this could also be one of those regular season games you always remember. So 8 o'clock, Tennessee and Kentucky. All eyes will be on the two SEC rivals. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for being here on Locked On Vols, and I'll see you right back here on Monday.